It's just what it is.
We can't finish. We can't finish up yet. Last week's because I don't have that paper. You got that paper?
I got the paper.
Okay.
But we're not finishing up last week's.
Okay. Cool.
Everybody was stressed, and then
that was stressful.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
I haven't listened to last week's.
Don't.
What was last week's?
It's all in the mic. Damn.
Who was here last week?
It was me, Brandon, and Pat.
Oh, you guys, the three of you guys.
Yeah. And then before that, it was me. I'm recording, by the way. Before that, it was me, Mike, and me and Vanessa.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Did that one. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
The premise was March Madness, but instead of using basketball, we used who's the new king of R&B since we can no longer fuck with R. Kelly.
Yeah. I'd seen the title, so I kind of assumed.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a chance.
That shit was so stressful.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
It was fun. Man.
What?
Fucking back hurt. You know what I want to do? I want one of those things where you wrap your ankles and then you hook your legs up to where you just dangle upside down.
How do you get up after that, though?
I don't know because I cannot do a sit-up.
I have no core, so I'm not going to be able to get back up.
Vanessa's dad had one. He got stuck.
That's what I'm saying.
There'd be some panic going on.
I'd get scared.
Tim said just go to the monkey bars. I was like, how the fuck am I going to get up there?
No, I had a bad experience with that when I was younger. I remember trying to do that shit that everybody does when they hang their legs and you hang upside down on monkey bars. And I fell on my head.
Snaps your shit.
I didn't snap anything, but I remember
it was,
causing a dust up.
I'll never let that happen again in my life.
Yeah, so
my brother
never.
Fell right on his head.
Yeah.
He had to go to ER, everything. Cast scan, all that.
Yeah. Maybe I should have probably had one, but...
those moments when you go to sleep after that.
Yeah.
Everybody tell you don't go to sleep. Yeah, don't go to sleep. But that's what you want to do is go to sleep.
All I heard was,
forgot I had a stupid thing in my hand.
All I heard was napkin.
Zyrtex needed today, yeah. I guess.
God, so what's up, man? You're the one that's been gone for a minute.
I know. It's been a while. I've been excited to finally do you. And Nancy was asking me, you excited? I was like, yes, I am. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Dude at work was asking me and shit. He's like, you need to send me the link to...
tell him go to Spotify.
I told him.
That's what's changed since, three episodes. We're on Spotify. We're on Google Play.
Tell him to go to Google Play.
Yeah. iTunes.
Tell him to go to iTunes.
Nah, I use the Android, so tell him to go to Google Play.
Okay. What about him?
Oh, he uses iPhone, too. That's stupid.
I like the iPhone, though, but I'm here.
You knew which I went one? Back.
Oh, well, yeah, of course you did. That's what you do.
Shit.
Yeah, that is what you do.
Man, I need the latest hotness. I don't care where it's at. I'm going to go get it. I don't want that foldable shit. Have you seen that one?
I would get that.
Yo, I've been looking.
What am I going to do with it? Where am I going to put it?
In your pocket.
I was excited looking at that thing today.
I saw it today, too.
I was like, ooh. I had Mac. I'm like, how did they do that?
Yeah, I see you traded the watch in and everything, too.
If you're going, you got to go.
Yeah, you got to go full.
You can't have an Android watch and an Apple phone or an Apple phone. I mean, you know, you can't do that. It was rough. I tried.
He said no cross contaminated.
I'd be wanting to go back, but I'm like, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're really there.
The expanded memory is.
Not only are you there, you went and bought the next version of the one you had. So you there.
This is, yeah. I like the whole. Just I like the memory stick thing.
The fact that you can expand your memory.
Yeah, that's all that gets me. There's nothing else that sells me on Android besides I can add more memory to it.
It's a winner. Shit, whatever it takes.
No, I just like the being able to multitask the way I do.
What do you mean?
I can be watching whatever I'm watching. I'm watching a basketball game.
Yeah.
And I need to do something else on my phone. I'll have my little window right there working as I'm doing whatever else I need to do on my phone.
Can you do that?
Dual windows.
Yeah, and you can't do that
do y'all have
on
that?
iPhone.
I don't know. I got it on the iPad Pro over there.
Yeah.
But I don't. My phone is Instagram, looking at ass, Twitter, answering phones, texts.
I said last time, well, mine is nasty. This yeah.
What?
This my Twitter, my Instagram, that you just question it in public. Because you can't just be in public just scrolling.
Dude, I'm at lunchtime.
And you're just like.
And at lunchtime is my favorite time to just scroll. but I had to position myself because we all in the lunchroom together and I'm so the only dude. Somebody walked behind you. Whoa, Patrick, what's that? I was like, ass.
Yeah.
But you feel a way about it?
Yeah, I got caught in the DMV just scrolling. I was just like, man, I'm not trying to be a perv, but this is just my life right now. Like, this is it.
Everybody's so damn judgmental these days, man. You can't do nothing. What is it going to be like in 10 years?
When what?
How will we be able to interact with one another without offending someone, without offending the person that you're interacting with?
Like at the peak of that right now, you can't say anything.
We really... Everything. Everybody's offended. Transgenders want to be called she's and he, and them's and hers, and I don't, man. I mean, I respect it, but if I accidentally slip up, don't throw axes at me, man. You know, everybody's sensitive, hypersensitive. You ain't got nothing to say about this?
No, he does. He wants to say something. He's trying to...
Okay. Because I'm listening to you. Have you noticed how you are that you're getting old?
Me?
You in particular.
Oh, shit. Let's hear it.
You in particular. You don't be wanting to learn shit.
It's true.
Isn't that what everybody does as they evolve? They get older? You get tired of shit. You get tired of...
Okay, since I've been around you so long...
Just when you think you got it right. Somebody switched the shit up.
So since I've been around you so long, I see it. And it's fucking hilarious. Like, okay, you're the same person who I watch build a Mugen, whatever it's called. Go in, figure out how to do it, research it, and do it. The same person who does these survival packs, you'll go online, you'll look at it, you'll figure it out, and you'll do it. We play Apex Legends in the Division, and everything is like, "Hey Jerome, how do you do this? How we getting here? Man, I'm not familiar with the." Like, yo, Pat, just go to YouTube, man. Just go look it up. You don't be wanting to learn shit anymore, and I laugh every time, every single time. It's hilarious. Hey Jerome, how do you do this? It's if you look on the screen, it tells you your abilities right there.
It has the help prompts up at the top.
Why the fuck do you have?
I don't want to learn. Hold on, Pat. I don't want to. I just haven't learned my characters yet. A week goes by, we play again. I just need to sit down, dig down, and learn these characters. Another week goes by. I'm just not feeling it, man. I just can't. You know, I can't just pick it up. It's not comfortable anymore. I just need to sit down and figure out and learn these characters. I'm like, all right. Then we play Division 2, right? He's like, man, this shit ain't like Division 1, man. I should be able to just pick it up and just, this shit ain't gelling right now, guys. A week later. All right, guys. You sent the text. What the fuck do you say in the text? I forgot. I got the text. But you said, like, do you know what you said?
I'm ready to buckle down and learn this shit or something I'm ready like that. To
buckle down and learn this shit. And then while we were playing, he was just like, man, I just don't get. I just started laughing.
Okay. A, fuck you. Mike, when you have friends, what the fuck are friends for? To help you?
You know, you should be more supportive of that.
I just wanted him. I didn't want to learn because I figured he already learned. So therefore, he could just tell me what to do and I could get up to speed. When I played the Division before, I was playing with people who were a higher level than me and they walked me through it.
Hey, Jerome, how you get down there? Just press circle.
Look, you guys helped when we started playing Black Ops.
It says circle right on the screen, too. It's like, see, circle.
Now, I played Black Ops. I didn't need no help. I knew what I was doing. But when Apex Legends came out, it just didn't feel. I just didn't want to say I don't like the fucking game. How about that?
Yeah, no, just say you don't like the game.
So just teach me. Show me some shit.
But just say I don't like the game.
Just look. Just read. Go to YouTube. I don't want to have to extend my life to go to YouTube to learn a game I don't even really want to play in the first fucking place.
But also, like it. But it extends to the game he wants to play, which is Division 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that game.
And
I got it now. Last night, did I get it? We was rolling.
Last night was the, hey, how'd you get down there? Let's press circle.
I didn't know how to fucking jump down the damn. I mean, you walk here and their body won't go down.
I mean, we're level 7, so by that time, I figured he'd know to push circle.
Guess what?
But
I ain't gonna ask you a motherfucking thing no more.
Obviously, you're an idiot.
I ain't gonna ask him shit. I feel really. You getting older now, because now you don't want to instruct motherfuckers.
I enjoy it. Now, I don't want to instruct people. I also don't want to learn new shit either.
So. You used to instruct me. Hey, all you got to do is this. No, you know what he does? He'll instruct my enemy when I'm playing a video game. Wrestling Brandon, we having the greatest time. He noticed Brandon getting his ass whooped, so he started chiming in. R1, Brandon. Okay,
yeah.
I drag him on out right there. That's
all
right.
I said.
I'm like, what you doing, bro?
That's all I said.
What you doing? Why are you ruining my good time?
But how do you? They're playing a competitive game, and the other guy doesn't know the buttons. This is a game we're playing together,
right?
No, you was watching me and him play.
I'm watching them play competitively. Brandon put him in a special. He was by the ropes. I was like, hey, hold both triggers to drag him away. Pat didn't want to hear that shit. Pat was just like, no.
I got the win. I got him right where I want him.
And he lost.
And I lost.
Well, was the Division II not competitive when he was asking you for help?
No, because we're all on the same team.
We. Fuck you.
But it was help on easy stuff. That's all it was.
No, nah, look, dude.
Gotta turn the game off.
Didn't you play the Division with us at all? A little bit?
The first one, yeah.
Okay, so.
I didn't play.
So, they got a drone now. Mm. So, when you activate the drone goes above you, but you got to send the bitch somewhere. I didn't know how to send it. Mm. Distanced. Like, it only showed, like, I can only get it to go as about where from where I am to you. I want this shit to go over there. And go, these motherfuckers is over there. Hey, can somebody show me? I mean, what's going on? I can't find nothing on YouTube to make this shit extend.
Right.
And Brandon did exactly what Jerome's did. Why don't we go to the base of operations and read the instructions? Typically, there's some instructions right there to show you. Under my mouth, I'm like, just fucking tell me. Just say
well, it doesn't help
shit.
That they don't give you the manuals anymore with games when you buy them.
We don't know the game either, though. That's the thing.
How much longer were you playing before he jumped on?
Me and him started all right at the same time.
Oh.
I'm actually a level 9. Me and Brandon are 9. He's a 7.
So I'm an 8.
Excuse me.
So who's played longer and is still getting asked questions?
No, I don't ask you no more questions. Last night he was rocking, and I started getting in the swing. I'm in the swing now. You better catch up, Mike.
Damn.
He said, damn.
That's like
no.
You guys leave me back in Black Ops. Start all.
You had plenty of opportunity to jump in on Black Ops.
Yeah, we was there.
We was there for a minute. We can't find you.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's on Apex, but I can play that game.
Yeah, I was.
It's just like Titanfall, so
yeah,
easy.
Not a big fan of it.
I can slide around and all.
See,
this
I
stuff.
Like,
that's
I like that.
It.
I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that. That just easy. It
I
was
think
smooth.
You didn't like it because of the guns.
It was just smooth
you
how you
like
said
it.
That.
You wanted to like.
I wanted to play with my friends.
Yeah.
But Black Ops is my zone because it's mad.
It's regular
military
guns.
Right. Yes,
I already know what it was. It's the guns.
Yeah,
you like the regular real
modern. Guns. Give me some modern shit.
Yeah. If there's a laser in it, it's just like,
laser. Have I ever played laser shit? I played Halo. Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. What'd you use? A battle rifle?
Nah.
And a pistol. He didn't touch none of the alien weapons.
Those are stupid.
I remember we used to mod Halo. Oh, so great.
Modded.
We went into the system. We modded it and made the battle rifle shoot the spikes that stick in you.
Oh man, you guys read to learn how to do it?
We made a sniper rifle shoot the cannon that came out the tank.
Yeah.
Oh. We was standing on the wall on the ceilings and shit. Oh, it was good.
Tell him to do that now.
Great shit.
No, he don't want to learn shit. But I don't want to learn shit either though, so. But I just think it's funny that somebody else also doesn't want to learn shit.
I'm in my bag, man. Why do I need to go out of my bag? I'm right where I want to be.
I don't really like to learn new things either. Some stuff is just super complicated. Like,
are we having a moment where we all agree?
So as you get older, you don't want to learn new shit.
This guy is shit on me.
I picked up a DS and shit, so I was like, I wanted to start playing some games on that. And I'm like, well, what if I just mod it and have all these games? And I started looking at it, and I'm like, there's a lot of shit to do. I'm going to just buy the games. Let's buy them. It's too much.
I literally
like,
got a Nintendo Switch with the intention to mod it. Exactly. Nope.
Yeah. So
Why, is it a lot to mod it?
Didn't even care to do it. Just started buying all the games. Yeah, Nintendo was like, go ahead, buy it.
Yeah, I just buy it.
No, actually, they put some new firmware out that'll shut your shit down, brick the shit out of your shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, not this $2.99. Yeah. My shit better go doo 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 every goddamn time. Doo doo doo
doo doo. Hey man, I think I'm gonna buy that.
I'm not.
It's not a think.
It's going down.
Yeah, I said think, but I already made the decision in my mind as a.
When you were sitting there in front of it,
messing with it, playing with the beat maker, yeah, I was. My mom was like,
yeah, it's a done data. Yeah,
because I've already been messing around with the Logic. Uh huh. You know, it's already got the sounds in it and all that. Been messing around with that. I don't know why that feels more comfortable.
So much comfortable. Like
the pads machine. Pads on the screen. I don't know.
It was ultra responsive. That's what we've been waiting on. We've been waiting years for a tablet to be that responsive. It's crazy. Yeah. What y'all don't know about, he's talking about studio equipment to make music. Yeah. I got a iPad Pro over there. And I was tinkering around and he slid in on it and
started messing around with some sounds, and I was just like,
Now how much is that program?
The program is free.
Oh, the program is free?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's got to get the just an iPad.
Yeah, Apple don't.
It's not just. You got to get, oh, well, you have all the stuff. You got everything.
Yeah, I got majority of it. I got the interface. I got I just don't have speakers.
And you get some head monitors like this.
I just put headphones on and then just.
You can't just use any. You have to have those kind.
Why do I have to have these kind?
No, not. I'm just saying, don't go and buy yourself some Beats because
no, I don't.
You have to have flat.
Beats are only for gym.
Yeah, you have to have quality studio headphones.
I have those somewhere in the house.
somewhere
in the garage. Yeah, hopefully, it's not in storage. I'm probably in storage though.
Shit, I'm hungry.
I ate before I got here.
What'd you eat?
I always hate saying his name, Jimmy John's.
I had Jimmy John's yesterday.
I've never fucked with that. What is that?
Jimmy John's just a sub place. Just subs. But they're super quick.
What do you mean by super quick?
Like you deliver your shit quick.
Like, hey, can I get a Italian? Yeah, cool. You go get your drink, come back, your sub's made.
Shit is quick. It's good. It's really good. The Italian is the best one.
Because I got everything all ready and made. So, like, the meat's already there, so they just slap, put the bread on it. I mean, put the condiments on it, onions on it.
Oh, so you can't be specific as to what you want on it.
Oh, you can, of course.
You can, but then you're going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, when you go to Jimmy John's, you just go in there and get what it is, right?
Yeah, let me get that. I always say that's the type of restaurant I want. It is what it is.
The only thing I still go in there, I say no mayo, though.
When they look at you, they give you an eye.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I feel the way about you eating that dry ass sandwich.
No, but I'll put not from there, but most places I'll put like salt, pepper, oil, vinegar. Mm-hmm. So that kind of substitutes the dryness with that.
Put that mayo on there.
So there's Subway.
No.
Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's
is good.
That's the place I live. I don't go anywhere else because of Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's is good.
Everything Mike's way. Done.
Yeah, I go to Jersey's, and actually that's the main place I go. I'll skip Subway.
But I've never been to Jimmy John's to compare. So if am I wasting Jersey my time Mike's. Going to Jimmy John's?
You're not wasting your time, but no. Jersey Mike's is better.
Yeah. Well, Nancy's the one who got me on Jimmy John's.
We're missing one.
Firehouse, but I go to.
I said Firehouse. We're missing.
Capriotti's.
Oh, yeah, I didn't count that
one. Capriotti's are different. They're a different type, that's though. Different
breed, yeah.
I'm talking about the one that's equivalent to Subway.
I've seen a Quiznos.
Oh, Quiznos used to be bomb.
I've only seen one.
Quiznos was good, too. Port of Subs.
Port of damn
Port of
Subs
is good. Yeah. They do it right.
Their cheese is right. Everything's right about them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're just so far and few. They're few and far in between. The closest one by the house is like on Craig.
There's the one on AM. Are you still over there?
That closed. They closed that one.
In the AM/PM
on 5th and Ann.
Yeah,
that was not there no more. Yeah.
What?
That was quick.
It was inside that AM/PM.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. What's there?
I'm all sad and shit. Like, oh damn, I never been there once. Every time it was open, we were driving by there and tell dad's like, oh, that sucks.
Man, I didn't give it a chance to.
We never even went there, so
just give me a chance to still not go in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just want to see that it's there, so I can one day not still go.
Just know that it's there. Just
in case I need it, it's there. You know what I'm saying? That's all you want.
Small reassurance.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Shit.
No, no, no. Hey, man. Slow news week, though.
Are you kidding me? We don't. Mr. Smollett is out. They dropped all his charges.
That's the only big thing really that's happened this week.
He nice and quiet too.
Look, man.
You know Jesse Smollett.
Yeah.
Jesse, is it Jesse or Jussie?
Whatever. Shit. It just depends on who's saying it.
Why is his name? Why is there a U in his name? Why isn't it just Jesse?
Jesse.
He wants to be an asshole.
It wasn't him. It's these parents.
Can we talk about parents fucking up these kids' names with the spelling?
Do you want to go there today?
Yeah.
Because I sent a mad text. I forgot about you. I should have sent it to you too. My server at Carl's Jr.
I'm cool with your kid having unique names.
No.
But
no.
Why all this silent shit? All this extra stuff where it's not supposed to be?
Just to be unique? Yeah, no.
Pat found somebody's name who's named after like a...
No, hold on. The Clippers, right? So the Clippers got this guy named Montrell. Nah. Montrezl.
What the fuck is a Z for?
That shit is Montrezl. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. So I've been going around asking people, pronounce this.
Yeah, I said Montrezl. But only a couple of people.
Only women.
It. Yeah.
Montrell. I'm like,
I think they have the gene for stupid shit names.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm like, how do you get Montrell off of that? Because that's Montrell.
I'm going to just assume women aren't great readers.
And they have selective hearing, so.
Yeah, so they got selective hearing.
Selectively hearing that Z in there.
Yeah.
Or not hearing the Z.
But Montrell.
See the Z.
Montrell just recently got traded for this guy, my server at Carl's Jr.
Did you ever ask him what his name was?
Oh, I know exactly what it is.
Natraviant?
Natraviant.
Natraviant. What the fuck is that?
That sounds like...
That motherfucker's name is Travion. That is it.
No, Natraviant.
Yeah, I got an aneurysm trying to pronounce that. I gave up.
I told him, I said, that shit sounds like one of those commercials for depression. Please stop taking Natraviant if you've experienced bloody bowels or have thoughts of suicide.
Yeah, it sounds like a drug.
Natraviant.
It's named after blood pressure medicine. That is fucking ridiculous, man.
Why is every medication fucking you up these days? Why are they curing shit anymore?
Because you're the test.
Yeah.
That's what I see. You're the test.
Why I gotta be the test? I don't take shit.
Just, do you want this or not?
Do you want your butthole to bleed or do you not?
This or not?
It's one or the other. How? Can't have it both ways.
Why can't the medication that they have serve the purpose that it needs to serve without damaging something else on you? That's not a medicine.
Most of the side effects are worse than the shit you had before.
If you gotta have a paragraph of what these symptoms may happen, what may happen to you,
yeah,
that should be a sign that this ain't for you in the first place.
I'll just keep the migraines and not get the bloody stool.
You mean kidney failure? What? Yeah, thoughts of suicide?
Depends on that headache. I've had one of them headaches where it's like, man, I just bleed out my ass. I've had one of them headaches.
Maybe I've never had one of those, but I don't. Yeah, I just can't imagine that.
Your eyes shut.
Asshole blood.
All you hear is just any noise you hear hurts. Any movement with your head, it hurts because you're dizzy and it makes you want to throw up. Yeah, I'll take bleeding on my ass over that.
Yeah, my wife tells me about those. I don't want to ever need
those. I've had that like twice. Migraine so bad that you throw up.
I'll get them a couple times.
I don't ever want to experience pain so bad to where I will throw up because of the pain. I watched my wife have kidney stones and I took her to the hospital and the pain was so bad she threw. I'm like, how does throwing up? What does that have to do with what's happening to the man?
Let me constantly rub a knife against your chest. You'll probably throw up after a while.
But what does that have to do with your stomach, though?
I was like actually slicing them or just rubbing the knife on them? I'm like, wait a minute.
Just constantly just with the blade. Just
oh, yeah.
The pain, the level of pain you have to get to experience vomiting, I don't want that.
But then again, I think there's
I've never been in so much pain that I threw up.
I think it's, with that, though, is like something in your brain that's...
We're talking about like a headache?
Yeah, like with that. I don't know. But, you know, I've never like...
I threw in a funny headache because I was dizzy. That's usually when you throw
up. Okay, like see, that makes sense because you're dizzy and you throw up.
Yes, you're doing this and your equilibrium gets off. I've even had it where I close my eyes and it
you still,
feel
the room spinning.
Still feels like you're spinning.
Oh, that's getting drunk.
Yeah. That's what vertigo is. Vertigo is basically you're drunk.
That's why I don't like to drink because I don't like that feeling right there. That shit was a bitch back in the days. Close your eyes just to try to sleep it off, but you can't sleep it off. Because you got to stay, keep your eyes open.
All that nasty-ass malt liquor.
Because I'm Compton. I'm from Compton.
Tell me what was it?
St. Ives. Y'all remember St. Ives? Right. No. Where did that shit go?
Hopefully where it was done to drain, where it's supposed to be.
Why are certain My liquors uncle drinks the in
shit
the hood?
Steel.
That shit just...
Why do they only serve this in the hood?
S-T-E-L. You know, it says beer. The brand name is just beer.
Thunderbird, Night Train, Cisco, all these drunk things that you find in the ghetto. Like, they just know where to place the poison perfectly.
Yeah, they do.
Because only we would drink that shit.
Because it's cheap.
You drink some shit called Thunderbird.
Yeah, it's like.
You know what's going to happen.
That's like Bud Ice. Why all these white dudes be beating women?
All that stuff does is make you shit.
Thunderbird and Night Train?
All that stuff does is make you just doo-doo, just runny doo-doo.
What the fuck was Fred Savage drinking? Ripple?
Probably Steel.
What the fuck is Ripple?
I don't know what the hell is Steel.
You know,
shit up real quick.
It's gotta be,
that's that beer you chew.
It's in a can.
You put that shit in your mouth and you chew it down.
Shit don't even come in a bottle. It's a big...
Oh, Steel Reserve?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. That's like Rainier Ale. My grandfather used to drink Rainier Ale.
Every time he was like, "Hey, go get my medicine."
Oh yeah, those are the 211s. Yeah, those shit are fucking disgusting. don't drink that. That'll
these are nasty, man.
That'll make your butthole bleed.
I gotta fight off for that.
That probably will solve a lot of problems though.
Yeah, take some of that what's that dude's name?
The Travion.
That's a he'd be an elegant beer.
The Travion.
He'd be like a Neutrozima.
Oh.
Something elegant.
The Travion. It's depending on how you say the shit.
The Travion.
That sounds like a wine.
It does, or a fancy water.
There you go.
The Travion.
Like a Moscato type, like a
yeah.
It's not a red. It's a.
I just wanted it to stay a fucked up medication, but you took it to.
It's a white wine.
Good. Now I see why the woman named her son Natravion.
Yeah, heavy drinker.
Yeah, was he light skinned?
Nah, he was black as shit.
Super dark.
Yeah.
Natravion.
You know when your hair just don't act right, that yeah. kind of dark. That the skin, this hair pop out the skin wrong.
No matter how hard he picks it.
Stupid.
I didn't know there was a wrong way for it to grow, but you know nah, yeah, it's a wrong way.
It's just your skin so crunchy, your hair come out grungy too when it come out the pores. It was just meant to be wrong. It's
cracking as the shit comes
that's
out.
That's how it go. Like it only grow an inch and a half and that's as far as it go forever. But you still gotta get a haircut for it to do the same thing again. It can't even form a nap. It can't do that. It's just musky hair. Below the barometer.
Just. Oh, man. Hey.
just steel wool. ain't no conditioner in the world can fuck with that hair.
Oh, man. So, Jesse.
Jesse.
You know, Tito was mad as fuck because he could never get his hair to act right. They sprayed all kinds of stains off throwing that shit. That shit. Everybody else got their shit to act right. They fucked up a gang of potatoes on his head. Trying to get that conk just right. Tito was raw. Had his mama's daddy side. hair.
Oh, yeah. Whose hair did he have?
His mama's daddy's side. Shit was a mix of what the hell is this?
Oh, no, I don't like it. I don't like these names. I don't like these names. I told Brandon I didn't like his name. I missed my opportunity to ask his dad why did he put an L.A. in his name. And I called him because I said, damn it, I forgot to ask your dad the question. Because I didn't remember until I got to the Jack in the Box down the street. Brandon don't live close.
No,
so
yeah.
He don't just bust
yeah.
at you and go.
No, hell no. Once you leave, that's it.
So I called him. Like, damn, he was like, yeah, man, I was the one. That was your time.
I left my bag over there.
He said, keep it.
Did you get it?
My bag is everything to me. I didn't go back.
Yeah, that's
nice. I was like, LB, bro, help. I'll bring it to you tomorrow, man, after work. Thank you, Jesus.
That shit is just a round trip. That's it.
You got a plan for that.
When I see 40-plus minutes on the map, I'm like, fuck, and that was like on a slow day.
Yeah, on a weekend.
It's a trip.
It's nice, though. It's a nice place, though.
If you just need to be to yourself.
That's some place you should move.
Nah, that's
you like
too
to
far.
Be secluded.
Nah, that's way too far. Look at all that.
He could be secluded with everybody around him.
Right.
So tell me about Jesse. What? Why? Why are we talking about him?
Because he got off.
Yep.
All charges. I don't think he should have had the charges in the first place, though.
You believe him?
No. I just, why are we charging people for
lying?
For that, I mean, like a lie where, okay, did anybody get hurt in the lie?
Mm-mm.
So I don't understand. Like a lie that somebody should go to jail for, this dude, it's a 20-year-old. He just got 20 years in jail. It's something called swatting. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
No, talk to him.
For swatting. So what it was he's like, I don't know what the hell he is, but this is what he did. They were playing Call of Duty, him and his boy. He got mad at him.
Oh, I know that. I know what it is now.
Called SWAT on him, and then SWAT came in and then shot him.
What?
Yeah, on his friend. Killed his friend. And so, but the cop is getting no time. The cop thought he saw him reach for a gun.
Well, that's all they need.
Which is crazy, because now that's the only excuse cops need. Now, I was telling Vanessa, I said, yo, you know.
You say now that's the only. It's always been that way.
Publicly wise now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We knew it, but no, now, you know, white people know it. I couldn't soften it up.
But he's got a gun. Boom. That's it.
That's all you got to do. And have nothing. It's just like, well, you know. You win some, you lose some.
Whoops.
Like, good guy. That's all. Yeah. A big ass whoops.
How does this Trident gum look like a gun? No, I heard gum. Gum.
Gum. Gum.
Gun.
It's close.
Yeah, you know. It's an honest mistake.
Motherfucker was chewing hard.
So the kid got 20 years. Cop gets nothing. Other kid's dead. I guess it's a thing that's been doing swatting. Say that they got like guns over there and all this type of stuff. SWAT comes in, kicks down the door.
Well, I've seen many videos of them kicking the doors down
on Twitch, like the Twitch streams.
Not on the stream. I've seen on YouTube of people recording
that
happening.
That's what I mean. Some of them.
Yeah. Like, on the Twitch streams. So I've seen this happen. So I guess they had to make an example out of somebody so people could see that we're gonna take your ass to jail. You keep on wasting our time like this. Now it's an epidemic where people are getting shot.
Yeah,
somebody got murdered over this, over a video game. I'm sending your ass to the long.
Some Call of Duty.
That's the computer version, though, right? That's how they can get your servers and your web address and your information and all that shit. How they link up to tell the police where you are?
No, this was like his friend, supposedly. It's like somebody he knew. So he knew where the dude lived at already. It's like me calling, it's like me swatting Mike.
Yeah, because he knows where I live. Don't do it.
Gotta go your ass to jail. See ya.
I'd call like strippers to his house or something.
Right. Send food or something.
Send a bunch of male strippers over there.
Oh, mm.
I was going somewhere else with it, but then when you went there, where I was like, oh, that would not be lovely.
Nah, I'm sending a bunch of male strippers over there.
That really would not be lovely.
I would know firsthand. No, it would not be.
Pay somebody $1,000 to punch them in the face and leave.
Right as soon as you open the door.
I wonder what it would be like if a cake was delivered and a dude popped out the cake. Yuck.
What would you do?
Being a Treviant.
That would be like, what flavor is it?
With the stripper or the trivia?
Both.
It's fucking nasty.
That's it. Only thing is the Jesse, man.
Yuck. Just yuck.
Just yuck. You know what I think all this is, right?
What?
You know what I think it is.
No, I don't.
Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Jesse Smollett. Something's going on, man. Something somewhere is going on.
What are you trying to say?
Too much distraction is what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean they about to drop something on us? Oh,
look, man. Something about gun laws or something.
I say this to him all the time. Anytime too much random stuff is happening,
it's something like, bigger happens.
Get ready for the FEMA caskets to come out, huh?
Hey, something. I don't know what, but something.
I was talking to the ladies at the job about chemtrails. Got them all fucked up.
I still don't believe chemtrails.
I don't believe that.
A lot of people, that's their thing.
Shit, man. I don't see no other planes doing that shit, but like, this one plane.
I can't disprove it. Like, my thing, I'm just like, no, I don't really believe it. But no, as I'm looking up at it, I'm just like, no, wait, but, you know, as they're.
I mean,
what the fuck is the point of them doing that up there? They're not writing any messages up there.
None of the other planes, none of the commercial planes, no jet fighters, no bombers, none of the things you see in the air is releasing that shit, but that one. It flies higher than all of those planes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? Yeah. And they're just doing checkers in the sky. Checkers. Just.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
I wonder.
People say, just relax.
What if that shit is like, alters your mood?
Make me not want to learn video games no more.
Cause I'd be in traffic just wishing death upon half of the traffic.
Oh man. Oh, really?
Yeah, like I do wish Thanos would come in and just snap his fingers and get rid of half of that.
But what if the wrong motherfuckers disappear with that snap?
As long as it only takes me 15 minutes to get somewhere, you know, we can drop half of these people.
I mean, how does traffic even happen?
Stupidity? Nosy people? Huh? Oh, no, he was asking.
You're down with population control? Well, so you good with the chemtrails?
Man, we need a wall in California. Let them motherfuckers stop coming over here.
Damn, what'd they do?
Coming over here?
In the droves.
Nah. You know, I'm good with that. Nah, but traffic is caused by stupid people. You don't ever see that one person who's just like, or they have to see what the fuck is going on the side of the road or something. They stop it for everybody.
Okay, and road, getting on the 95, coming from, heading west, going on to the 95 to go south. No, man, as soon as you're doing this, there's always these people who want to swerve in on you. And we're all in line to get on, but the red lights have stopped. But these people decide to go further up and then squeeze in.
Yeah, because they want to wait till the last minute to cut off everybody.
Fuckers, man.
Yeah, I'm one to be that person to ride the next person's bumper to stop that from happening.
I try.
You are not cutting me off.
I try. But every time I do that, I think I get a gray hair.
For what?
The stress of stopping people from cutting me off, from sliding in when they could have just waited like everybody else.
Oh, I'm the king of cutting people off.
You're a douche.
You're that dude?
I don't use my blinker no more. I gave up. Every time I use my blinker.
Wow, bro.
When I use my blinker, it's a signal for people to speed the fuck up.
It really is.
All my blinker means is I'm not asking you if I can get over. I'm telling you, like, I'm getting the fuck over here. But they're like, nah, you're not. Nah, you're not. So, I do everything in one motion. Blinker turn. And I'm there. I don't be fucking around.
That's horrible.
I'm a dick.
That's horrible. People done scarred you. These Nevada drivers done scarred you.
People who can't merge. I can't stand people who can't merge in traffic. either speed up or slow down. Like, there's only two things you need to do. How about we figure out what the fuck we're going to do here?
You know what I've been, what's fucking with me now that I'm getting older is the lack of patience. So I've been, I've, my whole life, I've always been the better person or the, the wiser person, the person to just let shit roll off. I'm tired of that shit now. It's coming to a head. Like,
I'm super petty.
Yeah.
Like, I live in it. I, like, I'm cool with being. Once I found out that I was petty and I was cool with being petty, I'm like, yo, all right, this is, I'm here. This is what we're going to do.
You need to be the bigger person. Fuck that.
Nah. We're not doing that. It's even hard for me to tell my son that, hey, you know, and let that go. In my mind, I say it, but in my mind, I'd be like, nah, man, hold on to that shit. Let it fester. Get your revenge, nigga.
It's a good example.
But you can't say that. I talk myself out of giving my son bad advice.
You just want to keep it 100 with your kid.
100 with him.
But
so
this world
much.
Will not allow us to, huh?
But I can't.
No.
I can't.
Okay.
That is a man, that is a woman, child.
Okay, somebody puts their hand on the baby, on your little girl. Do you tell her to slap the shit out of him?
Yep.
Okay, so I've yet to
up and put it in his face.
I've yet to find somebody who doesn't say this.
Yeah.
But everybody's preached not to do that.
Yeah. Now I said somebody put hands on you.
Yeah, they like to say right violence back on begets them. More violence. Whoever said that, I'm not rocking with that. Jesus say that? Jesus didn't say that, did he? Whoever said it, I want to have a conversation with that person because I ain't with it. No. I ain't with it.
Yeah, he was like turn the other cheek, I think.
That was Martin Luther King.
Nah.
Martin Luther King did say turn the other cheek. And then they hit him with another rock.
Yeah.
I wonder if Martin ever slapped the shit out of somebody.
I'm sure he slapped a couple people. A couple women, too. But he slapped people.
I don't even know if that's acceptable for me. Let it rock out.
He cut out just in time before the scandals came out, huh?
Yeah.
They buried the fuck out those scandals. All our good black men is getting fucked out right now.
You gotta die.
You could be an educational guru. That don't mean shit no more. We gotta tarnish the fuck out of your name. R. Kelly could go. He wasn't teaching shit.
Nope.
He could go.
You got to bow out, man. You either got to bow or to die. They're going to get Will Smith soon. Will got to
no.
relax.
No. Nah, Will.
Nah.
Stop.
Nah, Will got to relax. Will got to relax.
What's he doing, though?
White people love him.
Now?
They always have.
They've always had. They've always liked Will Smith.
They've always loved him.
Give it time.
He just got to want the wrong thing?
Yeah. Let him try to buy something.
That's why he probably doesn't. He just stays low key.
Wait till he tries to buy something.
Somebody gave him the secrets.
I want to buy a network. Oh, you do? All right.
Nah. You got to understand.
That's why Oprah did the whole Michael Jackson thing.
They told her,
like, yo, you going to do this. She's like, but nah.
There's a group of blacks that you could go to that have flown below the radar and nothing ever happened to them. Like Harry Belafonte. Sidney Poitier. Listen, this is how you have to do this. I'm telling you. Fly below the radar.
You don't count. That's a different time.
Sydney?
Sydney, yeah. That's a different
time. There's not a different time. That was the time they was hanging motherfuckers.
They called him nigga openly.
And he's like,
so he went through it.
You must rise above all of this. Rise above. And he rose.
You think he fucked a lot of white women?
It was a movie. He was fucking a white woman.
I'm talking about real life. I think he was getting them.
Out of spite. I'm pretty sure he probably was.
I don't think out of spite.
Fucks out of spite.
Just to say, show the white people that he could.
Look at Jerome. He was nice and quiet. I was waiting for a pinky finger to me.
Yeah, despite.
Nah, man. Nah, you indulge.
If I get money, I'm just not going to buy shit.
Then what the fuck do you have the money for?
I'm just going to buy material stuff.
Oh, yeah. They want you to just chains.
Because you look, Will, he's doing his bucket list stuff. Look, he start unifying people. It's about to be a wrap.
Yeah, just keep having fun. As soon as unity comes in about that.
Nobody. He start, right now, he's talking about humanity. Like, all right, getting close.
Have his son getting some water for Flint.
Yeah. Lucky for him, Americans don't care about humanity.
He pushed it. He pushed the water on his son.
Yeah, get this, get the water going. All right, cool. Americans don't care about water either.
Not until it's gone.
Let him start talking about, you know, minority equality.
Were we the ones? Were we the first ones to bottle water? No, it was them French motherfuckers with Perrier, huh?
Oh, this shit. Yeah,
that's a brilliant idea. The brilliant ideas was A, toothpicks. Somebody just chopped some wood up and sold that shit.
No, they found a piece of wood on the floor and started picking the teeth with it.
Made mad money, bro.
And the one who probably invented the toothpick ain't the one who picked his tooth with the piece of wood. He saw somebody pick their teeth with a piece of wood. It was like,
I'm going to steal that idea and
I
sell
got
it.
An idea.
Yep.
Like the flavor, like water bottles. Like I'm a, something that's free on earth, I'm about to sell it. Yeah. I guarantee you people buy it.
Yeah.
Shit is free. They're going to start bottling air.
Well, they do.
They do. Oxygen. Yeah, they sell the good oxygen.
I quit.
They said this oxygen is way better than that oxygen you're breathing for free. That's what they say. They had oxygen bars. Did you remember those? You walk through. You see
that's right.
Funny looking chemistry set.
Yeah, I just thought those were for stupid people. Like
they
people
got them up their nose. And
I was like, this can't go far. This can't go far.
It lasted for a good couple of years. I'll tell you that.
Are they already? I mean, you know, whoever created these Teslas. Slow as roll.
What's his name? Elon Musk.
Fucking with the oil industry.
Oh, his only problem is they cost too much.
Yeah. Don't they have like a $30,000 one now in the $30,000 range?
I wouldn't get in that.
I'm saying that's still a big difference from $100,000.
They ain't getting in that.
Cheap ass.
They cost $100,000 to $60,000. Somebody give you the $30,000. Nah, I'm cool. I'm good, man. I want to make it to where I'm going. Some shit's drive themselves.
Thinking about the monkey bars.
What?
I need to dangle.
Your back bugging you?
Yeah, man. I told you.
Oh, just lay on your back and have Jerome walk on your back like the old times.
Fuck all that.
Is that the Jeffersons?
Right. Exactly.
Jeffersons. What the fuck? I don't want you.
That's what I think the maid did it.
Yeah.
Danced all on his back.
Florida. What was her name? Flo? Florida.
What was her name?
Wasn't it that?
Florida.
Yeah. Now I'm about to go find out.
Where did that show take place? What city was that in?
A deluxe apartment in the sky. It seemed like it was. It could have been. It could have been Chicago, New Yorkish.
Those weren't just projects.
Yeah, it wasn't the projects. That was good times, goddamn.
Yeah.
That was good times.
Yeah.
And that was Chicago.
Yeah,
that was a deluxe apartment.
No, the deluxe apartment in the sky was the Jeffersons. They moved up.
That was
good
still
times. They figured it was.
Yeah, that to them that was a deluxe apartment in the sky.
That wasn't nothing deluxe about that shit. When
$19 a month.
When shit deluxe about that when Penny falls down the elevator shaft and shit.
Oh, shit.
Remember when Janet fell?
Yeah.
No, Janet! Oh, shit. They done killed her off the show. What'd she do?
I wonder if they killed her off the show when Mike bought the Beatles catalog.
No, he did that way later,
way,
man.
Yeah.
That was way later.
Sure.
Now, they was still ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba when that shit was going on.
Michael was in. Off the Wall.
Nah, it was Off the Wall in, man.
No, he bought that off of Thriller.
No, I mean, he got mad rich Thriller. After Thriller. That was when he became.
He paid $49 million for it. I'm pretty sure that was after Thriller.
$49 million for what?
For the Beatles catalog.
Yeah,
that's not enough.
He didn't pay shit for it. That's what everybody was pissed off about.
How can $49 million be all that's worth?
Think about it, back in that time, that was a lot more. But yeah, but even then. Yeah.
To own the masters?
Yeah, to own the masters.
Yep.
It was $49 million.
Anyone could have bought that.
Not anyone. Back then in the 80s? Not anyone, not everybody. There's only like a couple people who have $49 million.
That's a lot of money back then.
Yeah. It's a lot now. Shit.
Man, I know we say it like it ain't Nah, yeah. Shit.
But for a one person to spend $49 million?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Baseball players are getting paid $340 million. $430 million.
Trout.
You know what just he's making per
just,
day?
Just 2 weeks ago, we was talking about old boy making the $300 million. Yeah. He was like, man.
He's like, watch this.
Trumped his ass.
I'm only making $400,000 a day. And that's off days.
$400,000 a day.
A day. And that's even days that he's not even playing. Yeah. 365 days a year, he's making over $400,000 a day.
For a sport that you don't even have to be.
He's standing in the outfield most of the time.
Yeah. You're just there.
He just has to hit.
I should have kept playing baseball. Fuck. It was a stupid idea to play basketball. I should have stayed focused and kept playing basketball. I mean, baseball. If I could go back in time, I would tell myself, hey, keep playing baseball. This basketball shit's for the niggas, man. Go over here and do that. Do this baseball stuff, man. There ain't nothing over here but Cubans and Puerto Ricans and whatever else. You're definitely a superior athlete compared to them. So just go ahead out there and go get it.
What about Tony Hawk? He that was a smooth ride, too. Skateboarding.
Nah, that's just scary, bro.
That's mad money.
But he snapped up a lot of his shit though.
That sounds like it hurts.
Yeah.
That's you ever been hit by 100-mile-an-hour baseball?
But have you ever seen...
Not 100 miles, but like 80.
Have you ever heard him explain how many bones he's broken in his body?
That
shit hurts, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not something.
I'd rather get hit with a baseball. Football.
Yeah. I was just thinking on the fact that it was... skateboarding. This motherfucker's a millionaire from skateboarding.
Yeah.
Millions, not just.
Yeah, that was at that time. It was super popular at that time. Then he got his games and shit. I remember those games.
Mad millions.
Punk rock scene, man.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Skateboarding.
That's what you got out of that. Skateboarding, huh?
I'm like I said, I'm thinking about
the. He's wishing he'd go back in time.
I'm thinking about the toothpick guy.
So would you go back in skateboard?
If I could get sponsored, fuck yeah. I'll figure that shit out.
I'm playing baseball.
Yeah, but you know how many games there are? 152?
Dude, you're sitting down for half of the game.
Yeah, but you can't do shit.
Yeah. I should have kept playing baseball.
Baseball, I think baseball is where it's at.
You can play a game of baseball and change your insurance at the same time.
Yeah. It only takes 15 minutes to get a quote from Geico. Just saying.
Just what we're saying.
Just saying.
You can't do that in any other sport. You can play a game with chess, checkers.
Go down to fucking the dugout and just eat. They were telling stories of old baseball players. Motherfuckers used to go down there and eat full course meals during games.
Yeah. And you could be a fat baseball player and keep playing.
Like a Babe Ruth. Big chunky hamburger.
How many other sports can you be fat and still be called an athlete?
It's true.
Besides sumo wrestling.
That was it on the nose.
Well, a linebacker, I guess, but
they're still in shape, bro. You take
calling them dudes fat because they can move.
Because even they're like linemen,
running 4'7", 300 pounds.
Yeah. Nah, those dudes ain't.
Do you know how dangerous that is?
I can't do that now. I'm 230.
That's hella dangerous.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm just fat.
What'd you say? What was that number you said? He runs a what?
4'7", 300 pounds, size. Coming at you.
I'll brisk walk my way across.
However fast a brisk walk is.
What is Zion? Zion's 280?
Yeah.
You went out there and played basketball.
You saw me almost destroy my kneecap.
He almost ruined his knees. I was looking, I was like, nah, man, you don't want to do that, Pat.
That's funny. I just go out there and shoot jump shots.
Shit just blew out.
Yeah.
I was like, have a seat. He was like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? Nigga, 40, that's what's happening.
He's go out there. It's only time to play horse now.
Yeah. Well, that's what was supposed to happen, and I was like, you know what?
He said, let's run a full court game.
Nah, that didn't happen. I was like, let's run some 21.
Oh, yeah, it's still
I got
too
to
much.
Seven.
Because he saw this chunky kid out there who seemed like he could move. He was moving.
He had a little J on him, too.
He had to have that J.
He was working that little, the other one, that the athletic one. He did the hook shot, the sky hook and everything. I was like, sky hook. Oh, shit. Let me play. I'm in.
He motivated you.
He was like, y'all want to play? I just sat down.
You went to go. You was about to go get your shoes.
I was because he was getting me a little excited. He was out there balling. I was like, I think I'm going to get my shoes. Then when he got hurt, I was like, well, I guess I'll take a spot and go get my shoes. By that time, the game was over. I just put my shoes on and went home. Yeah,
nah, fuck all that, dude. I get sore pulling weeds and shit. Fuck all that.
Why pulling weeds, bro? Why would you be doing this?
Have you seen my backyard? Sweet the shit. Rain should've kicked my motherfucking ass in my backyard.
Should have some boys.
No, I'm about to hire somebody. You know where I work, and there's a lot of people out there who can come out there and pull some motherfucking weeds. Because I pulled a couple. My shit's burning back here, so I quit. I told Sophie, I'll pay you $20. I was like, we'll pull some now. I'll pay you, and then once we're done with the whole job, I'll pay you $20, and not I'll pay you more.
She started asking.
She pulled like four weeds, and she's like, ah, oh, my side hurts. Like, you.
She started asking them for medical benefits.
Yeah, she's like,
got them kids.
Like, when do I get a break?
It's kids
like,
just make me angry because they'd be pulling the top portion of the weed.
That's what I told her. I was like, you got to get in there. You got to get the roots out. I was like, don't just pull the top portion because that shit's going to come right back out.
You can't just get weed killer.
Not anymore.
You'll just have a dead weed there.
Yo, Bear's getting sued out they ass for that.
Yogi Bear.
Oh, the Bear company is stupid.
Bear aspirin, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Shit, I really thought. All right, go ahead. I really thought you said Yogi Bear.
He said, hey, yo, boo boo.
No. Bear. So that weed killer, there's that specific weed killer. What's that shit called?
It's Bear. It's
no, but the weed killer is the one that we all know.
Yeah.
It didn't even know it was made by Bayer, but they're getting sued millions and millions of dollars because that shit causes cancer.
Damn, should have got cancer. I didn't hear nothing about.
What'd you say? I should have got cancer.
You get paid. No, but yeah,
they out of there.
It's bad, dude. It's. I was just telling about this dude that she knows who can do it for me. So I'm like,
they give you cancer?
Well, no, not the cancer. I know other people for that, but to pull my weeds. I need to get them shits pulled.
So you really gonna just walk outside and be like, hey, somebody give me the, somebody come in here and pull these weeds.
Yes, I'm gonna pay somebody to go into my backyard and pull all my weeds. I gotta get the backyard proper, cause
that's why I'm glad I had boys. This is the only reason. not the only reason. It's the main reason I'm glad I have boys. Have three boys.
Ask them if they want to make some side money. Cause,
I can send one over there.
You can send him over. He wants to make some money.
The other one's going to play, but I can send one over there.
Xander will just be throwing rocks.
He doesn't have to make any money. See, that's the thing about having boys.
Nah, I'm going to pay him, though.
Nah.
Nah, I'm going to pay him.
Nah.
Nah, don't be a dick. I'm going to pay him.
Nah.
I'll give him coins because coins seem like a lot more money to the little ones and shit.
A bunch of pennies.
Like, here you go.
Be on punishment. Your punishment is to go over there and pull some weeds.
Pull some weeds. Pick them up. He'll pull them too. That's the thing, though.
Yeah. And even then, I'm okay with just pulling the tops. Because if you pull the tops, then you spray it, then that shit ain't coming back. But you can't just spray the top because all you have is a dead weed sitting in your backyard. So, you guys seen the size of my backyard. So, that motherfucker is just.
This motherfucker got a city in his backyard.
just.
Fuck, buy a house with a city in it.
It's stupid. I wasn't thinking about that part, would we?
You gotta get one of them
sit
down.
Those are the things you overlook when you're, you know, when you're.
I thought about it.
Yeah. Like,
you didn't hear what I said when you showed me your backyard?
No.
I was like, oh man, this just looks good with some concrete back here.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking right now, too. Exactly, it's like, what I said. Oh, God.
That's a lot of concrete.
You want to put some concrete back here or something. Fake ass grass or something back here, man.
That shit goes. Shit, it has a. His backyard is called The Yonder.
Go around yonder.
go around yonder. Pull some weeds back there. Yeah, that shit is. I spent like 20 minutes doing that. I gave up.
There's a lot of weeds still back there.
I'll take a picture. I'll send the picture to you guys today.
Man, there's a lot of stuff I just.
You're gonna give my back some more stress. I don't. Yeah. I'm really not fucking with it.
I just tell my son to go do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's. I tell Sophie, she kind of gets worn out right away. So.
That's the thing about boys. You don't care if they get worn out.
I've been trying to do more things around the
house.
You start
talking like it builds character when it does it.
You're a fucked up dad.
It happened to me, yeah. It's just like it builds character. No, it doesn't. Tired, dad.
Yeah.
Fucking tired.
My body hurts.
This shit hurts. This does not build character.
You'll be all right.
Why
that's,
am I changing?
That's the best words.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Some bullshit.
I got back pains. I'm 7. Come on, man. I'm supposed to be limber. I hated that. I hated going out there cutting the grass.
It'll pay off.
you're going to know how to do it when you get older. I'm going to pay somebody when I get older.
That's exactly what I do.
I think that's what day laborers are for.
What day laborers are for?
Yeah. For what? Shit you don't want to do.
Oh, yeah.
They should have never came up with Grubhub.
Oh, that shit is just...
I'm glad they came up with that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All that shit.
Grocery delivery is the greatest thing ever made.
Oh, my wife uses the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
Grocery delivery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Smith's.
You talking about the Smith's thing? Oh, okay. No, I don't use the Smith's thing. I've used it one time. I don't
really use it. She go in there to get some seasoning, maybe. But she ain't standing no line no other way.
Like common folk.
Quite often. Yes, still but then I don't buy like a bunch of groceries at one time. I kind of... like 3-4 days re up again.
No, we do that shit. We got to do at least 2 weeks.
I gotta have a.
And then you got
freezer.
Boys, so when they get old, they gonna eat you out of the house.
No, the niggas get jobs. Coal mines, nigga. Trump was trying to bring it back.
Coal mine. There's a lot of coal in the dirt.
And when you get hurt, you'll be alright.
I ain't fucking with Trump. I ain't fucking with nobody who serves people burgers.
Yeah, he did it twice, too.
Did he do it twice?
Yeah,
Who else did he do it to?
I forgot what team. It was another team that ended
That's
up
the only
showing.
Shit I care about, bro. Yeah. That's
it was another team that showed up, too, and he did fast food again.
That's just fucking up all the traditions.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We changing this shit up. We saving money around this bitch.
We're just going to let all them chefs we have in the White House take the night off and shit and we're just go get some fast food.
He was taking the night off.
Can we talk about his savagery, though?
What'd he do? Again,
nah. Just it's the last thing I talked about before we did the show.
Oh, McCain.
McCain.
He don't give two fucks about John.
I thought I didn't give a fuck. Trump. I didn't understand what I don't give a fuck meant until Trump showed me. Nah, this is what it really means.
I saw the video of them asking him questions about is the hatchet buried now that he's no longer here?
Trump's people was like, nah.
Nah. Everyone knows how I feel about it.
Trump was like, nah, man. Like, I didn't even get any credit for going to the funeral. What?
He didn't go.
Yeah, but the way he framed it, like, when you read it, it was like, and then I was nice enough to give him a funeral.
I didn't have to do that.
And I didn't really rock with him like that. And, you know, he was a bitch. That's just what I said.
It's a bum.
You know. It's a bum. Oh my gosh, man! Our president is. People keep saying, "Not, it's not my president." Nah, he's your president.
He's my president.
He's your president right now.
I'm all in on Don.
I'm not all in on him, but I'd be. What the fuck's he don't?
I'm all in.
I'd be like, oh my gosh.
Until he's out, then I'm all out. I'm with whatever is in there because, the people spoke.
I almost feel like he's gonna win again.
I high chance he's going to win again.
This is going to be interesting to see. Because
people always seem to do the... Because lately, that's been the pattern.
Two-term
president. Clinton, Bush, Obama. Won't be surprised if he's also a two-term president.
Well, you keep him in there so that you can finish getting these bills passed the way you need them to be passed. Four years is not going to be enough to implement what you want to implement before the next motherfucker come in there and snatch it all the way out.
I don't know what the fuck he want to implement.
Well, our educational system is fucked.
It's always been stupid.
No, it's even more. They're just snatching all kinds of money from the educational system now. The lady that he appointed, I don't know how she got this job.
Oh, the Board of Education woman or whatever?
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, what you see that she's trying to do?
Nothing.
Good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Education system's always been messed up, though. It's just meant for you to move on. Go to grade one, go to two, go to three, go to four. It's a video game. It's like you're just hitting different levels. And then once you get there, you dump out the information that you got from the past grade, and then you keep going. That's how that shit goes. Even now, the class I took, I crammed all this information in, knew it all for the test. Once the test was done, just dumped all that shit out. You can ask me some stuff about the last subject I did. I don't remember because I just learned it for the test. Because it's a lot in 3 weeks.
Hmm.
So that's what I'm saying.
You better remember some shit. I need you to install some shit at my house. So.
Well, you the stuff that you do, like the technical aspect right,
well,
of it.
You better remember that
where
shit.
Where you get into like impedance and like the deep down nitty gritty stuff of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn it when you learn it, and then you just like, all right, I don't need it because I'm not going to use it. That's how that shit goes.
Hmm. We got any college games today?
Yep. The Elite Eight starts today.
I cannot believe North Carolina went down
to Auburn.
Auburn, bro. That Okiki was slapping the shit out of us.
What'd you say his name was?
Okiki, not Natravion.
He's straight from Africa.
Yeah, he. He snapped his own shit. His knee just buckled on him. Gone.
Yo, what's up with all these players snapping their shit?
No more milk in the systems.
I almost think it's the way the game is played. The dude from Portland who snapped his shit up. Nurkic?
Oh, yeah.
Nurkic.
Tibia, yeah. Fibia. There's a lot of that going on.
Did you see that ref step on him after that shit happened, too?
Mm-mm.
What?
The ref stepped on him after he was on the ground and shit. He didn't do it on purpose, but stepped on his ass. Dude.
I got to see that.
Yeah. And I guess that the ref called him and shit, was telling him that he was sorry and all types of stuff. That's funny. It's funny because it didn't happen to me, so.
It's funny because it didn't happen to me. Oh, man.
This is slow news week. We're just getting the show out. Pat over here yawning.
I just wanted to be – I just wanted to participate.
We here.
No, we got some stuff in this episode, stuff that I like, but it's just slow. So this is just listen to us talk episode.
All right.
About tired of talking.
I got something for the next episode, though.
What you got?
Herpes.
For the next episode.
You better take that in the Traviant.
Doom.
I was waiting for that. I thought that's what I kind of thought it was.
That he was seeing us off or something.
It's the
man, hang up.
You ain't gonna finish it?
Mm-mm.
It's fucked up.
Hey man, can you teach me? I don't feel like it.
We out.